What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to day one of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is the crucifixion of Jesus. Billy Graham once said, "God undertook the most dramatic rescue operation in cosmic history. He determined to save the human race from self-destruction, and he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to salvage and redeem them. The work of man's redemption was accomplished at the cross." Today's text is John 19, 23 through 27. "When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, 'Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to see whose it shall be.' This was to fulfill the scripture which says, 'They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.' So the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour the disciple took her into his own home." Some thoughts on today's reading. Today is the first day of our journey from the death and resurrection of Jesus to God's Spirit being poured out at Pentecost. This day in history is the most critical moment in human history. Our world knows it as Good Friday. It would be a great day for all mankind as Jesus paid our sin debt so that we could be forgiven. However, it was a horrific day for Jesus as he endured the agony of the crucifixion. Notice what others have said about this Friday that changed everything. If we want proof of God's love for us, then we must look first at the cross where God offered up his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. Calvary is the one objective, absolute, irrefutable proof of God's love for us. From Jerry Bridges. D.A. Carson said, "Both God's love and God's wrath are ratcheted up in the move from the Old Covenant to the New, from the Old Testament to the New. These themes barrel along through redemptive history, unresolved, until they come to a resounding climax at the cross. Do you wish to see God's love? Look at the cross. Do you wish to see God's wrath? Look at the cross." Finally, Sinclair Ferguson said, "When you look at the cross, what do you see? You see God's awesome faithfulness. Nothing, not even the instinct to spare his own son, will turn him back from keeping his word." As we look at Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, may the following scriptures give us a fuller understanding of his death. Romans 5:8 says, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." 1 Timothy 2:6 says, "He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone." Isaiah 53:6 says, "All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all." As Jesus hung on the cross before a mob of people, his love was displayed for all mankind. In Jesus' first recorded words from the cross, he asked God to forgive those responsible for his death in Luke 23:34. This is the epitome of unconditional love from a sinless Savior towards a cruel and heartless mob of people gloating over his humiliating and painful death. In John 19:26, Jesus displays great love and respect for his earthly mother. In today's terminology, his words may not sound respectful. If any one of us called our mother woman, that might not end too well. But the word Jesus uses in the language of the New Testament was used in biblical times to show honor and profound love. Jesus loved Mary so much that he wanted to ensure she was provided for and protected after his departure. The last words recorded by John of Jesus on the cross were, "It is finished," in John 19:30. These words portray the finality of his finished work for our salvation. Jesus' death on the cross fully covered the sin debt we owed. everything has been completed and fulfilled so that God can forgive our sins. Jesus' last breath on the cross would offer whoever would trust in him their first opportunity to be fully forgiven. What Jesus finished provides a new start for all of us. Some questions about today's reading. How is Jesus' sacrifice on the cross the ultimate display of his love for you? How are the words of Jesus indicative of his sinless character? What are your thoughts on the following quote from David Martin Lloyd-Jones? Look again at the cross, my friend. Take another survey. Examine it again with greater depth, and having seen the grace and the mercy and the compassion and the kindness of God, look again, and this is what you will see. You will see the righteousness of God. You will see the justice of God and his holiness. It is the place of all places in the universe where these attributes of God can be seen most plainly. Thanks for joining us today.